Classical musicians have had a problem in the digital age. It isn't easy for them to put their work online. Classical makes up 2% of all album sales and less than 0.5% of all online streaming. But the founders of a technology startup in Nashville say that they've hit upon a solution. As Emily Siner of member station WPLN reports, if successful, Dart Music's concept could help artists in other genres, too.
The word to know in this story is metadata. That's the information that's attached to every digital audio file. I used to write. Song name, We Used to Wait. Artist, Arcade Fire. Album, The Suburbs. That's the metadata. But what about on a track like this? It's Beethoven's Third Symphony. But the standard song name on Spotify, for example, is technically
Symphony No. 3 in E-flat Major, Opus No. 55, The Eroica.
That's Chris McMurtry, a classical music enthusiast who deals with stuff like this a lot. But there's no composer field on Spotify, so you have to put Beethoven as an artist. Although the symphony that plays it might also be an artist. Or maybe the artist is the conductor?
And the thing is in order to get into iTunes or Apple Music or Spotify, there is a specific way that they want to see that.
iTunes has a metadata style guide, and it dedicates an entire section to explaining the precise details of how to properly tag classical music. It doesn't do that for any other genre. What this means is that independent classical musicians who want to sell their work online have a harder time of it than your typical rock band or singer-songwriter. Take Chris McMurtry. When he wrote his first chamber choir piece a few years ago, he tried to distribute it on a site called TuneCore, which lets you sell music on iTunes and Amazon.
Only to find that you could not choose classical as an option.
McMurtry then looked at some traditional classical music labels, but he didn't like that business model.
If they accepted us, it was going to be at least 20 to 35 to even 50% of our royalties, depending on the deal.
So we thought, aha, a business idea. Thus, Dart Music was born. This is how it works, or how it should work. It's still in beta. You, a classical musician, upload your piece to Dart's website. Then the software asks you a series of simple questions, like,
what type of piece are you uploading?
You arranged a string quartet.
Oh, it's a string quartet. Who composed this string quartet?
Ludwig, of course.
Beethoven. Well, awesome. These are all the string quartets that Beethoven composed. Which one is it?
It's like TurboTax for musicians.
They're doing something that I've been saying somebody should do for years.
Andy Doe used to run iTunes' classical music division. He says Dart's trying to do what no one else does really well. It doesn't ask you to understand the minutiae of how to tag your music. Instead,
they ask you questions about the recording you want to publish. And from that, use the computer to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
He says Dart software is something that could help other genres too. Think hip-hop, which also often has multiple versions and lots of contributors.
Very few people working in classical music realize that they share any distribution problems with hip-hop.
It's awesome that we are helping classical and non-classical alike.
In fact, Chris McMurtry, the founder, says half of Dart's clientele so far are not in classical. But he says his mission is to help classical artists. He wants to take care of them, even if bigger genres come calling. For NPR News, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.